Deported Sex Offenders Arrested Crossing Texas-Arizona Borders by Bob Price on March 30, 2020. Border Patrol agents in Arizona and Texas arrested multiple previously deported sex offenders last week after they attempted to illegally make their way back into the United States. Tucson Sector Border Patrol agents working near Douglas, Arizona, encountered a man on March 26 they suspected of being in the U.S. illegally as he marched across the desert northeast of the city. The agents arrested the man and took him to the Douglas Border Patrol station for processing and a biometric background investigation, according to information obtained from Tucson Sector Border Patrol officials. The agents identified the man as 57-year-old Senabio Herrera Hernandez. An investigation of the man's background revealed an extensive criminal history, including a conviction for a sexual offense against a minor. A Washington state court convicted Herrera Hernandez in 2000 for communicating with a minor for immoral purposes. His records also include multiple convictions for DWI and deportations, officials stated. Herrera Hernandez now faces federal felony charges for illegal reentry after removal as a convicted felon/sex offender. That same day, Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents assigned to the Corpus Christi Border Patrol Station responded to a request for assistance from a Texas Department of Public Safety trooper. The trooper stopped a man near Robstown, Texas, suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Border Patrol agents conducted an immigration interview and ran a background investigation. They identified the man as an 18th Street gang member wanted by Interpol for an active warrant from El Salvador. He is wanted in his home country for extortion, officials stated. The next morning, at about 4 a.m., McAllen Station agents working near Mission, Texas, encountered another Salvadoran national. His criminal history includes a conviction in Santa Fe County for aggravated indecent exposure to a minor. Officials did not report the sentence the man received from the court. Elsewhere on the Texas-Mexico border, Del Rio Sector agents arrested two previously convicted sex offenders in as many days, officials reported. On March 23, Uvalde Station agents inspecting freight trains crossing the border encountered a 40-year-old Mexican male. During processing, the agents discovered a criminal history that includes a sexual battery conviction in a St. Lucie County, Florida, court in 2009. Immigration officers deported the man in 2018. The following day, agents assigned to the Comstock Station patrolling near the border encountered another Mexican man. The agents arrested the man and transported him to the station for processing and a background investigation. The agents identified the man as a 33-year-old Mexican national. His criminal history includes a conviction in Houston, Texas, for enticing a child in 2011. Immigration officers deported him in 2018. All persons apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol undergo criminal history checks using biometrics to ensure illegal aliens with criminal histories are positively identified, Border Patrol officials stated. Del Rio Sector officials reported the apprehension of six sex offenders in the last 30 days. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.